Bug Warfare, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Let's say that you have a bug that attacks crops. What if we could find a natural enemy of the bug that we want to eliminate, grow it in a lab, and let it loose to attack the targeted pest? Well, this is the approach being used by Dr. Peter Shearer, entomologist at OSU.
A new pest shows up, you go find its natural enemies, do the necessary background work, and then release it, and quite often you can have a positive benefit from that, and it'll control it in its new habitat.
Would it be fair to call that an entomological home run?
Yes.
Knowing the form of research you're doing, I'm particularly close to the threat of bark beetles to our forests. Could we use a similar strategy in going after bark beetles, in your mind?
Their populations are exploding from other factors, not from lack of biocontrol agents. The factors like global warming and drought, mass die-offs of trees are causing these bark beetles to spread and increase their native range.
Is there a natural enemy to the bark beetle that could be encouraged to grow in mass and then, as a predator, go after the targeted insect?
And that is called inundative release, where you mass rear and release.
Well, there might be hope after all. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.